Public Service Recognition Week is underway. One of the highlights is meeting the Service to America Medal finalists. Outstanding performances by federal employees honored this year include correcting the Volkswagen scheme to evade emission standards and designing new, lighter body armor. Max Steyer is president and chief executive at the Partnership for Public Service. He gave Federal News Radio's Lauren Larson a look at some of the finalists and why Public Service Recognition Week is so important.
First and foremost, we have a week in which the American public gets to hopefully learn more about their public servants and take some time to thank them. We have the best government in the world, and the only way we're going to keep it is by making sure that the people inside government understand that their hard work and important work is appreciated.
So what are some of the events that you have planned later this week?
So we have everything from an announcement of the finalists of the Service to America medals, which are the Oscars for federal innovators, and there are an extraordinary group of people who are being honored there. We have a baseball game. We have a race. And then we have a lot of communication that's going on from all sorts of agency leaders to their workforce that is, again, doing the work for the American public.
Why is Public Service Recognition Week so important?
The federal government is an incredible entity, but it's really all about its people. It's only as good as its people. And having a workforce that is motivated and engaged is essential for any large organization or, frankly, any organization to succeed. And it's important in any organization that the people in it understand that they're recognized for their good work. And we hear a lot of talk about the importance of holding federal employees accountable for mistakes, and I think that's fair. But no organization gets better if all you do is kick it. You need to make sure that you are providing an upside and recognition and reward for those that are working extra hard and producing even more for the American public.
Now, the Sammies are, as you said, the Oscars of government service. We have some pretty amazing nominees this year. Tell us a little bit about who's nominated and what we can expect.
So we get 400 to 500 nominations every year, and this year is the same. We actually probably got a few more, about 50 more than normal. And they're extraordinary stories. It's a challenging thing, actually, to winnow them down to a group of about 27, which we have now for our finalists. And their accomplishments are representative of the full breadth of the federal government, and they represent the work that's done to keep us safe from foreign threats, the work that's done to keep our environment cleaner and more supportive of our people. You name the issue of public consequence, and there's likely to be a federal employee doing really important work that means a great deal to all of us, or at least a lot of us. I mean, I think there are a whole bunch of wonderful stories, but a few that stand out extra much for me, you know, include the IRS impersonation scam team at the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration at IRS, and they led a multi-agency investigation and then a public awareness campaign to stop a massive fraud that literally conned thousands of Americans into paying millions of dollars in bogus tax bills. I myself got some of those calls, although I did not, thankfully, send in any money. But, you know, it's exceptional and important work. Most folks have heard about the Volkswagen settlement, and it was an enormous legal settlement, $17.4 billion, where Volkswagen was found to be evading emission standards, and they were able to stop that and get, you know, a lot of support for drivers that had cars that they had been misled about, and then also money that's going to go to help cleaning up the environment. You name in the management excellence category, and this is a fun one because these are people who very rarely get a lot of attention and yet are doing truly fundamental work. And you think about the president's executive order on making our government work better. One area that's a big opportunity is around shared services, and there's a phenomenal team at GSA, you know, Beth Engerman and her team, working on trying to help agencies work better together in order to be able to save money and provide better service. You have, you know, new opportunities to think about how to approve important developments in medical devices, and we've got one with the first artificial pancreatic device that received FDA approval in a faster and better way. They're just, the stories are diverse, and they go on and on and on. Another one of my favorites that stands out is the VA effort to provide better services, wheelchairs and other accessories to those that are wounded veterans, and just having an exceptional impact on the lives of a lot of people who have given of themselves in the most dramatic way for our country. So the stories, I think, are exceptional this year, as they are every year, and you can't help but be, I think, impressed and proud of the American workforce, or the federal workforce, when you read all these stories.
These finalists have done so many amazing things, and you've added a new category this year, correct? The promising innovators.
We have. I mean, again, what we try to ourselves be is innovative, and one of the things we've seen over the years are some really cool stories, and yet we always look for some big impact, and many times we find stories that are at the front end of their development. So someone has done something neat, but they've piloted it. They haven't taken it fully to scale. And the work is exceptional, but it hasn't met our prior criteria for recognition. So we decided this time, we've just found that we had actually a large number of these kinds of stories where they're really neat. And they include, as an example, a young woman who developed new and lighter body armor for Marines. And, it's just going to be literally a life changer for our warfighters, but it's still front end. Or, very different kind of story, which is some scientists that figured out that they can use tree moss to detect air pollution in major cities. And they've done this in Portland, Oregon. So they're actually able to find where there is pollution, heavy metal pollution, through looking at what's been captured in the moss. And it's a extraordinarily cost-effective way to identify threats to public health. But again, it's been done in one city. They're now rolling out in others. And so we're trying to find these things where pretty neat ideas that have had some application but not broadly yet, but are still deserving of recognition.
It must be so hard to narrow down from, you get what, you said 500?
Close to, yes.
Nominations, and I know you work on this all year around. As we celebrate these nominations, and we're going to be talking to a nominee each week as we lead up to the awards gala in September, as people are celebrating these nominees and looking at exceptional service in their own agencies, if they want to nominate someone, what makes a good nomination?
Well, I would say, number one, people should not believe that they only nominate those that they think can win. By nominating someone, you're making them a winner. And I think that's really important. The broader goal here is really to create a recognition culture in our government. We have phenomenal people working very hard for the American people, but they are not recognized enough. And you can see that actually in the survey data relative to folks doing good things in the private sector. Federal employees do not believe that their good work is recognized or rewarded in the same way. And so my point to any of your listeners would be, if you think someone's doing something impressive, nominate them. And it's a very easy process. And by nominating them, you've made them a winner. You've made them understand that someone out there actually believes that what they do is important, and they're being recognized. And I think that's incredibly powerful. What we typically look for in terms of the honorees themselves are people who have done something that has some really consequential impact for a group, or small or large group of Americans. So there are a lot of federal employees that are fantastic, working day in and day out for many, many years. Our reward is not really intended to recognize the continuous good work of someone, but actually something that stands out in the way of significant impact for the American public. But I believe that there's no such thing as too much recognition, and we surely don't have that in the federal government. Mm-hmm. So people ought to be nominating, as many people as they think have really done something that they want to say thank you for.
Max Steyer is president and chief executive at the Partnership for Public Service, speaking with Federal News Radio's Lauren Larson. Throughout the summer, we'll bring you weekly interviews with these finalists, so stay tuned for those. You can find more at federalnewsradio.com.